From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Day and welcome. It is a Friday. It is a Friday, and we're getting you ready for the weekend, getting you ready for, we've got more positive COVID tests. That's not a great way to start out the day. As a matter of fact, they are shutting down or have shut down the Indianapolis Colts facility. So that was some breaking news a little bit earlier today. But the Green Bay Packers getting ready to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. A lot of talk about that. Coming up here in just a little bit, we're going to discuss, the keys to the Packers getting a win and how you feel about this game, actually. How you feel about this game? Is this game one that bothers you? Last night we did a really good last night Bill Michaels huddle with Andy Herman and Ross Uglum of PackerReport.com. And we all picked the Packers to win. But I'll say this, I have, and it's still there. It's again this morning. I got up this morning, went to the gym, was working out. I'm listening to some NFL podcasts that I pay attention to. And I do you feel like me? Is there just an amount of trepidation going into this game? You just think to yourself, something doesn't feel right. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. The Packers are getting healthier. You should have Davante Adams. You should have Kenny Clark back. Sometimes when all the chips begin to stack up properly is when something goes awry for whatever reason. You know, either a matchup just doesn't work or a defensive scheme figures you out, and then there's adaptation on the fly, and the adaptation doesn't come quickly enough, and therefore a loss is imminent. So I don't know what it is. I really don't. I don't mean to sit here today because I picked the Packers to win – every game, well, I take that back. The one game I did pick them to lose was the Minnesota game. And that's when I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Okay, now I'm a believer. I'm jumping on board. And since then I've picked them to win. I picked them to win again last night because my logic in my head would tell me what I've witnessed out of Tampa Bay and what I've witnessed out of the Green Bay Packers are two different things. I think the Green Bay Packers are a better football team. I think they have a better, more well-run, rhythmic offense. The reason I have trepidation for this game is I think the bye week, while it was needed regarding physical healing, the Packers were really getting into a rhythm. They were really getting into a rhythm. And I don't know that they have that same rhythm. I don't know that week off took away that rhythm. You know, kind of took them out of their routine, if you will. And now they got to get back into it. And I don't know how easy that is to do, quite frankly. So I have a little bit of trepidation about this game. Are you like me? Do you feel that trepidation? Do you feel that, boy, there's something in my gut telling me that this might be the first loss of the season? If I had to bet my house, I don't think I'd bet on the game. I think I'd let this one go by the wayside. But it doesn't mean that I don't have a rooting interest. It doesn't mean that I'm not hoping that they win. It doesn't mean that I wouldn't pick them to win because I did. But there's just something about it that says there's some reason to be concerned. And I don't know whether I'm just sitting here going, you know what, Tom Brady, 10 days to prepare, and Tom's pissed off because he just looked foolish in that Thursday night game against the Bears when he's holding up four fingers saying, was that fourth down? You know, and he was publicly embarrassed, and he's chastised his team, and he's going to come out just kind of, quote, loaded for bear, pardon the pun. I don't know if that's specifically it or not. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe there's just a flat-out fear of the throwing a chip on the shoulder of one Tom Brady, that he's going to come out and just smoke this Packers defense. And then you're talking about some type of a shootout against – they got a pretty good defense against a pretty good defense down there in Tampa Bay. I don't know. Do you feel the way I do? Or is your – I guess you could also go to your confidence level. My confidence level is what? You know, if you're DEFCON 1 being an absolute positive concern, and I have zero confidence, or DEFCON 5 where it's like, good. I got this. Maybe that's what we do. Maybe that's what we talk about. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You want to chime in, go ahead and do so. You want to get a hold of us on Twitter? By the way, you can do that as well, at @Bill_Michaels. Follow me there, at @Bill_Michaels. Radio Joe is producing the show today, at Radio Joe Sports. You can also find Evan Heffelfinger at EvanHeff25. You can hit us up over on the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. And then you can find me on Instagram. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us at the website, BillMichaelsSports.com. Want to say hi to Marjorie, who emailed last night, as a matter of fact. Want to say hi to Keith. And also want to say hi to Jack, all listening to us today on the Radio.com app. Jack is listening to us out in Colorado Springs, enjoying some snow. And he said between the snow and the wildfires, it has not been a great summer. And I, you know what, out in Colorado, I know that they've got a lot of the problems with the wildfires, and it's a record number of acres that have been burned. And man, I feel for you. But he said, I'm vacationing now in Colorado Springs. So anyway, that being said, thanks for listening to us on the radio.com app. So do you have trepidation about this game? 855-830-8648. Do you have trepidation in any way, shape, or form about this game? I guess the next step here would be, do you have trepidation about the season? Do you have trepidation about the season? Because the season, you had, you know, some Atlanta Falcons, you had Indianapolis Colts, you've had COVID inside the walls of the Tampa Bay Buc- or excuse me, the New England Patriots. Obviously, the Tennessee Titans have had issues. It's nothing that I guess I can commend the NFL. It's where they've been very flexible and they have moved on the fly. So I give them credit for that, but it's still an area of concern. It's still an area of concern. So but I give them all the credit in the world. They've been able to deal with this pretty consistently and be able to figure it out. 855-830-8648. Tom writes in Wendy's email inbox. He said, I feel you. I, too, have some issues with this game. I think their defense is better than what people are giving them credit for, meaning Tampa Bay. The Packers' offense is really, really good, but how will putting Devontae Adams back in the lineup and Aaron Rodgers forcing him the football change the look of this offense? See, let me back up for a minute, Tom. I am not stating that the return of Devontae Adams is a negative thing at all. I think the return of Devontae Adams is a good thing. But I don't know, because remember, Aaron Rodgers went to him, how was it, 16 times, something like that, in that first contest that they played against Minnesota. And he said at the time, it didn't feel like we were forcing Devontae the ball. And it didn't. It didn't. So, I don't think the return of Devontae Adams is detrimental to this team at all, if that's what you're insinuating. They were in a really good rhythm and finding Robert Tonyan. When are they going to get Mercedes Lewis back on track? He can move the chains. I think that Aaron Jones is one of the best backs in the National Football League. They should pay the man. Depends on what you pay the man. You don't overpay for running backs in the National Football League because the shelf life is almost immediate. When they go, they go. That's it. There is no like, well, they had a couple of down games or five down games and they're back. Remember Adrian Peterson had the knee injury, came back, was just setting the world on fire. And then the next year, nothing. It just went by the wayside. And don't get me wrong, he's been a decent piece for offenses, but he's not the bell cow that he once was. He's a name. He's a name of a guy who used to be a great running back who's now in the NFL. Does that make sense? So what is the biggest key to a Packers win on Sunday? Or do you feel like me and you got trepidation about the game? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. I want to hear from you. Packers fans, how are you feeling about what is your confidence level coming into this game this weekend? Maybe that's a better way to put it. But give me a key to Packers getting a win this weekend. I got three of them when we come back, okay? Three of them. If these three things happen, the Green Bay Packers, 90% of me says they should win this ballgame. It's that simple. One of them's obvious. We say it in every game. But there's two other things that I think that have to be recognized. Okay. Also, bottom of the hour, Kevin Holden from CBS 58. He's going to be joining us as well. We're going to hear from Devontae Adams today. We're going to talk with Chris Raybon, the senior editor of the Action Network. He's going to be here, talk a little betting. Eric Baranchak of the Green Bay Press Gazette makes his appearance known. And also Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold Insider, is going to be here. We're going to hear from Mike Pettin today. Also going to hear from Aaron Jones, who made an appearance yesterday on our flagship station, 1250 AM, the Fan out of Milwaukee on the Big Show in the afternoon. He was solid. So you're going to hear all of that coming up today on the Bill Michaels Show, coming up next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We know they're a great defense. Obviously, the numbers speak to it. And then it's backed up by what you see on tape. But I think that's just a total feel thing. Obviously, I think we are at our best when we're able to do both, like most offenses are. But it's going to be totally predicated on what is being presented to us from a defensive standpoint.
Those are the words of Matt LaFleur. Welcome back to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. We continue on. We are brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Had a great night last night at the Bill Michaels Huddle, brought to you by Bud Light Seltzer. And Andy Herman, Ross Uglum of the PackerReport.com, both joined me last night. Really good program last evening. Very insightful. Very good stuff. Did some Facebook Live stuff yesterday as well. Also brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. So if you have a chance to follow us over on the Facebook fan page, by all means do so. Go over there, and that way when we do some Facebook Live stuff, whether it's prior to the show or what have you, it'll pop right up there for you. But again, you can go to Facebook Live or go to Facebook.com, I should say, / The Bill Michaels Show. It's all brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. So Aaron Van Grohl over on Twitter says, my only concern for Sunday's game is that we're coming off of a bye week. I remember that year that the Packers started 6-0, went on a bye, and lost the next three games after the bye. And you know what? It's just I don't know what it is. I wish I could put my finger on it and say, this is the reason the Packers are going to lose this game. Chris Coons, at Chris Coons 3, says, I think the Packers are a lot better team. Brady just lost to the Bears. Jair and King will shut the receivers down, and our offense will run up the score. 35-17 Packers, go Pack, go. Chris, I wish I had your optimism. You may be right. I may have a lot of trepidation over nothing. That concern, that nagging feeling, more maybe it's more cautionary than anything. But I agree. I think the Packers are a better team. I think you're 100% right. 855-830-8648. Packers fans, where you at? It's a Friday. You should be upbeat. Feeling it today. Picking up the phones. Here's a reason why the Packers are going to win. Or if you are in that boat with me, and I've been pretty confident after the Minnesota game, I've been pretty confident about this Packers team getting wins. So I'm kind of like, why is this one nagging at me so much? The three keys to a Packers win. See if you agree. First of all, we always talk about turnovers. Okay, that's it. I mean, if the Packers get a turnover, win the turnover battle, they should win this ballgame. Okay? But then you move on from there. And I am going to say, okay, there's going to be three things, I think, total that would indicate that the Packers are going to get a win. Okay, first and foremost, all right, two sacks, four hurries. Two sacks, four hurries, or more on Tom Brady can rattle the man. He starts getting more concerned about the pass rush, and he's not a guy that's going to be scrambling all over the place. But two sacks, four hurries or more, and that means your defense is getting to him, and that can rattle Tom Brady. And that's number two. And number three a plus 7 point point differential after the second quarter at halftime. There was a statistic from last year that when the Packers were leading at half, they had a really good point differential in the first and second quarter. They were like 9-2 or something like that. I was reading that in I think it was Pro Football Focus. It was just some ridiculously telling stat that if they got up, then they pinned their ears back defensively and came after the quarterback. And it really, really worked out. So I'm not going with the traditional. I mean, getting off the field on third down and all that kind of stuff, yes, that's all important. So many touches for Aaron Jones, so many touches for Davante Adams, so many touches for Jamal Williams coming out of the backfield, whatever. I'm going with 2 sacks, 4 or more hurries on Tom Brady. And I'm also going to be looking at point differential at halftime. And obviously we can look at turnovers. Turnovers are an obvious thing. You win the turnover battle, you're going to win the game. So those are the 3 things that I look at and I say, okay, if these 3 things happen, things are trending in the best direction for the Green Bay Packers to get a win. It's that simple. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give me your thoughts. Bring it. Give me your opinion. Give me your analysis. I want to hear from you. Do you agree or disagree? And are you in the same thing with me, the same boat where you have a little bit of trepidation about this contest? Because I do. I have a little bit of worry. Our buddy Derek, listening to us in New York, I believe it's in New York. Yes, says, "Hey, good morning. I'm listening as I do most mornings. I'm from Albany, New York. I would be putting the franchise tag on Aaron Jones for the next year, considering the shelf life of running backs. That might be his peak year. Then you let him walk or re-sign him afterwards. Feeling stressed? Yes, not alone." Everybody is. He's got it. And he goes on from there. 855-830-8648. By the way, some breaking news from Jim Irsay of the Colts. Jim Irsay of the Colts. By the way, any breaking news in the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, brought to you by our friends at Pennzoil, made with natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Said all is well. Details are going to come out shortly. The Bengals-Colts game is still scheduled for 1 o'clock on Sunday. There you go. That's still scheduled for 1 o'clock on Sunday. That's according to Jim Irsay with the Colts. Colts owner. Let's go to the phone calls. Talk to Lance listening to us in Cudahy. Lance, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I think a lot of the key to it is, like, injuries. I hate to go that way, but he's missing a lot of guys. He's missing a lot of guys on the offense where they miss practice Thursday. You don't know if they're going to come back. I think Sunday, when they do the injury report to see who gets back, Burnett's out. McCoy still hurts. Godwin, Gronkowski. You got Vita Vea on the defensive line.
Yeah, he's out for the rest of the season, yeah.
Yeah, he's gone. So they got a safety and a linebacker out with Pierre Paul and a safety. And, you know, I don't know. Like, Tom doesn't look like the same Tom that was in New England with Bill Belichick.
Right.
I don't think he's really vibing with Arians right now. And I think they're kind of struggling. Even though they're playing well, they're a good team. Don't get me wrong. I just think the Packers got the upper hand on them. You know, Rodgers is out there having fun. He's having so much fun out there, and I think he's just letting it fly and not stressing about stuff. Those guys, they look good. I mean, the defensive side of the ball for us, they're not bad, but they're not the best, but they're still holding it down, I believe. So
right.
I'm not really worried too much. I'm more worried about, I guess, our injuries. Devontae's back. You know, we're missing Lazard.
Lazard, yeah, he's done. He's on the IR right now, yeah.
Yeah, he should be coming back. Hopefully he comes back soon. I mean, hopefully we don't lose him for the season. But
right.
MBS has to step up. I'm not too worried. I'm really not. But we'll see what happens Sunday on the injury report. Tom's missing a lot of key guys, so if we can take advantage of that, I say more power to us.
I completely agree with you. I don't know why I have a little bit of trepidation about this. I just do. I don't know if it's coming off of the bye. I don't know if it's because Tom's mad. I agree with you. Tom doesn't look right. But then again, I don't think it's because Tom's just aging. I think it's easy to say that. But I also understand, look, Aaron Rodgers didn't look completely indoctrinated into the offense last year. Okay, this year he does. Bruce Arians runs things a certain way, and it's a lot different than what Bill Belichick did. Bruce Arians, though, did take portions of what Belichick did and incorporate them, so Tom had a comfort level there. But I completely agree. It's going to take a little while, I think, to get all of that. I think it's going to take a little while to get all of that in Tom Brady to be able to get him comfortable with everybody around him. But you're right. They are banged up. No doubt about that. They are banged up. They're a team that everybody's – I shouldn't say everybody. They're back at practice. Now, Vita Vea is not. He's done for the season. But they're back at practice. It's just they're all limited. Groins and shoulders and ankles. And, I mean, they're a banged up bunch. 855-830-8648. We'll talk a little bit more about this when we come back. Kevin Holden from CBS 58 making his weekly appearance. You're going to hear from him coming up here in just a few. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at New Mail Medical. On a beautiful Friday like this, where I woke up this morning, I went to the gym, and I feel really good. Popped right out of bed, got up, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to tackle the day. Ready to go. Feeling good, energized, okay? And I got to the gym today, and I don't know if you follow me on Facebook, but I took a video and I posted it, and yeah, there were flurries. It sucks. They're getting 1 to 3 inches up in St. Germain this weekend. Oh, God. Anyway, still in a good mood. Still good, still in a good mood, still energized, still feeling refreshed. Not happy about the weather, not happy about COVID, but I'm still feeling really good. It's a great mental thing when you're starting to feel fit, you're starting to feel better. And you continue to work and strive to be better, and there's just something to be said for that. It's a quality of life. You can't put a price on it. You just try to put your thumb on it. You know what I mean? That's our friends over at New Mail Medical. When I was feeling down, I was feeling lethargic, I was feeling tired, I was feeling bleh, I called them. I said, hey, look, can you help me out? The low T treatment started years ago, but I jump-started the all-in-one weight loss program, and it's been great. Call them, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. It's a New Mail Medical Center. It worked for me. It can work for you. And hey, if you're suffering inside the one room in the house where the fun zones happen to be, you know what I'm saying? If you're having trouble there too, they can help you out. They can help you out. All you got to do is call 414-455-4451. Stay tuned. Kevin Holden, CBS 58, coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Glad to have you. Hopefully you're enjoying your Friday. As I had mentioned a little bit earlier, I was working out this morning out in the Waukesha area, and I saw flurries. Oh, blue skies now. It's warmed up. No flurries in the area, but you know it's coming. You know it's coming. Colder weather, and our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin remind you that they've got some good deals going on right now. Now, the 555 has fallen by the wayside. No! No! But when should you be saying no, no, no? Maybe you want to say yes, yes, yes. And that's, well, other than, you know, at the fun rooms in the house. When is the latest Pella Now and Pay Later offer from the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Company? You're going to see this. Through the end of October, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin offering no money down, no interest, no payments, 24 months. When you replace your leaky or old windows or doors right now, or choose 2.99% APR, think about this, 12 years. Chilly winds, flurries, craptastic weather, it's all right around the corner. Pella now, pay later, no money down, no interest, no payments for 24 months or 12 years, 2.99% APR to approved credit right now through October 31st. Certain restrictions apply. Stop into the showroom. Check out PellaWI.com for details. That's PellaWI.com for details. Kevin Holden from CBS 58 now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Kevin, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. It's Friday. Happy to be here. Happy to be talking sports. Not thrilled about the flurries, but real happy I slept through that, I'll tell you that.
Well, it's good to know that when I'm up really getting my day going, that you're still snoozing and taking it easy. So I appreciate that. Hey, Kevin, let's start first and foremost with I got to ask you about the baseball season because a walk-off homer last night that was gawked at by the Houston Astros. I just have become a hater of the Astros. I just want to see them go by the wayside, but they have battled back. And give me your thoughts on the postseason so far.
I've had a chance to watch a lot of these games this week in a little greater detail, and it's been a lot of fun. The small versus big matchup in baseball is a pretty cool thing. I mean, the Dodgers are the big market team. And the Braves are this, Atlanta's not really a small market, but in baseball terms, it's not quite the same. And, you know, it's been 20 years for them since they've been to a World Series. That's been fun. I think the other half is this Astros-Rays series is turning out to be really interesting because the Rays get a 3-0 lead, scrappy bunch of guys you got to look up in a program. And all of a sudden, man, here come the Astros. And the thing is, as bad as their regular season was, and as bad as the whole thing surrounding the controversy, the cheating scandal and all that stuff is, they do have postseason experience. They have done things on a postseason stage, and they're showing that now. And if I'm the Rays, I'm a little nervous. I'm with you. The fan in me absolutely wants Tampa Bay in the World Series, but the Astros are the kind of team that could get hot and win two more games and come back from 3-0 and win the series. Don't want it to happen. Little worried it might.
I've enjoyed the baseball postseason. I'm astonished that the Braves have been that dominant. I don't think I saw that coming against this team of the LA Dodgers. I thought the Dodgers were just going to kind of roll into a World Series. Are you a little bit surprised that the Dodgers have not been able to kind of gather themselves as still that best team in baseball?
100%. I thought the Dodgers would have a chance to cakewalk through the National League because the Dodgers, I mean, it's only 60 games, but the sample that we saw from them in 60 games, to me, was one of the best teams I've seen assembled. I mean, you're thinking about in the last, 30 to 40 years, you're talking about some of those Yankees teams, the 2001 Mariners that won 116 games, the 86 Mets, if you go way, way back. I mean, the Dodgers are so strong top to bottom, and they have so much pitching that I wasn't sure a National League team could hold up to them. And the Braves have gotten hot in the postseason. They've been a lot of fun to watch. You have a chance today, and it's kind of fun because it's a Friday and it doesn't impede on your football weekend, but you have a chance today to see both of those series closed out. If the Braves and Rays win today, both of those series end with winners, and I think it'd be kind of fun. I think it'd be a fun baseball day if you could see, two dog piles today, and then baseball could kind of lead the weekend to the football folks.
I want to get back into football, and I have trepidation about this game. I just coming off of a bye week, they were so rhythmic. They were so in a flow. Sometimes getting rest and getting healthy is not the best thing because your flow is interrupted. In the meantime, Tom Brady loses to the Bears, forgets how many downs it is. He's publicly humiliated. People are questioning him, calling it a senior moment. He's an old man. All of those things begin to stir up in my head and think to myself, maybe the Packers should be considered a little bit more of an underdog coming into this game. And, there's also a level of overconfidence, I think, with a lot of people right now regarding the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, that's zero in the loss column. And we've seen seasons like this before. I remember 4 or 5 years before when the Packers were 6-0 with the bye, and people were talking about a repeat of 2011. And while I think this Packers team is extremely good and I think they've got a good balance to them, I don't see a zero in the loss column happening forever. And like you say, you get Brady fired up. You get Brady with a chip on his shoulder. It's not quite Rodgers level with a chip on his shoulder, but to me it's close. and that's a home game, and you're starting to see a little bit of a return to normal. You're starting to see some fans, you know, that'll be coming back in the stands and all that stuff. This is a game you get nervous about just a little bit. I'm not sure the Packers come back from this. They're going to Tampa and Houston. I'm not sure they're still undefeated when they get back here to face the Vikings November 1st. And this would seem like a game, like a matchup they could be in trouble with, because, you know, Tom Brady's got something to prove for the first time in forever. He wants to show that he and his group are among the best in the conference. No better way to do it than in a game where you have the entire time slot on Fox to yourself. There's no other game mm-hmm. to compete with them. They will be all over the country Sunday, so that's huge.
Tell me what you think the Packers need to do to win this ball game.
You've got to. I mean, it does start obviously with containment of Brady and the weapons that he has in the passing game. I mean, that's still to me the number one thing. I think the Buccaneers do a pretty similar thing to the Packers without the same sort of talent in the run game that the Packers have. That may be the difference between the franchises right now. So your corners are going to play a huge role. Your secondary will play a huge role. And then from there it's an establishment. And if you get a lead, it's time to let Aaron Jones do what Aaron Jones did the last time they met. I know it was his only carry in the game when he scored the touchdown in overtime to get the win. But I think you rely a little heavier on Aaron Jones in the second half of a game like this, because I am guessing, and admittedly, I'm looking this up as we go, but I'm guessing that they don't have flurries in Tampa right now. Yeah,
no.
It's 84 right now. It's going to be 87 on Sunday. So it's for what we're dealing with the rest of the world weather-wise, this will be kind of an extreme temperature game. There'll be some heat involved here.
The Green Bay Packers, defensively speaking, now they're trying to get Leonard Fournette back. They're trying to get a run game. They're trying to be balanced. I know Bruce Arians talking about being balanced and such. Getting Kenny Clark back, look, I think some guys have performed admirably. I really like some of the young guys, some of the guys that didn't have names coming into the season suddenly stepping up. Do you feel better about run defense of the Green Bay Packers?
Quite a bit. Honestly, we've done this dance for several years where we've talked about if the Packers could develop someone at this position, that position, if they could find the edge rusher, if they could find the help along the defensive line. And that help over the last couple of years has started to really form and come together. It was Dean Lowry. It was Kenny Clark. It was the Smith brothers when they came on board, and the stability that they've given you on either side. That has all gelled together for me to mean that the Packers don't get gashed the way they used to. I know it still has happened, at spots here and there. But over the course of 16 games and a full season, I don't feel like they get gashed nearly as much as they did a few years ago. I mean, you could go way back to like the Brad Jones era, where every time a running back had the ball, you start to choke on your beer. That's gone. It makes me feel that this team, if they can, be upper third at stopping the run, that to me, if they're top 10 in stopping the run, that's going to be a special season for this Packers team. And they have the personnel, I think, to get there.
I had said that you got to get hits on the quarterback and rattle the quarterback a little bit. I think if they get to him a couple of times with sacks and maybe four pressures or more, that just in that alone, they'll win this ball game. Now, obviously, turnovers have something to do with it and all that kind of stuff. But I really feel that if they do that and continue to spread the ball around offensively, I think defensively they're going to be just fine and they can win this game. Do you agree?
Yeah, the thing about facing Brady in the year 2020 is there are hints of normalcy in this man. I mean, this is not Brady of 5 years ago or 10 years ago. There are little hints of mortality in this guy. And it's for the Packers, I think they can take advantage of that. And as you say, if you get those hits early in a game, if you force Brady into some things during the game, it's a little different. I don't know if it's the jersey, the change from blue to red in the jersey, or what it is, but it's just not quite the same guy. He's still a guy you fear. He's still a guy that's going to win a lot of football games, but he is a guy that you can get to. And I think that should be a focus early on in the game. I think if they can do that in the, you know, the first quarter, first half of this game, they can help set a tone.
Good stuff as always, my friend. Take care. We'll talk again next week, okay?
You got it. Can't wait for another Friday. And, yeah, we're going to keep these flurries out, man. I'll have a talk with Drew. By the way, that guy has been sending me nothing but Wilford Brimley quotes for the last week. Screaming at me to eat my oatmeal. He doesn't even send text messages anymore. It's audio messages. And he's screaming into the phone for me to eat my oatmeal. So I need to find
out. Oh, my God. Wilford Brimley quotes. That is the best. Tell Drew we said hi as well.
I'll tell him to avoid the diabetes.
Okay. Talk to you later. Oh, my God. Wilford Brimley. Oh, my goodness. Got a Wilford Brimley drop in here today. That's Kevin Holden from CBS 58 joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE to go to schneiderjobs.com. We're going to hear from Davante Adams coming up next to the Bill Michaels Show.
Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veterans Services Department. Learn how to use your military benefits at cuw.edu/veterans. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers head to Florida tomorrow to face the Buccaneers on Sunday. Aaron Rodgers, not a fan of the turf at Raymond James Stadium. He's suffered a sprained shoulder there and that calf muscle injury that plagued him in the 2014 NFC Championship game against the Seahawks.
Yeah, I've had a couple rough ones down there, but they've had a lot of play over the years on that surface. I'm not sure what the surface looks like. You know, I haven't played there, like you said, since 14, but trying to buck that trend here.
Game day weather forecast for Tampa Bay, sunshine and a high of 86. Matt LaFleur.
You stress the hydration. That's the biggest key. And just making sure that our guys are adhering to that because we need everybody for what we know is going to be a long four-quarter battle.
A lot of NFL stats services say the Buccaneers receivers have dropped more passes than any other team in the league. Bucs head coach Bruce Arians.
I don't know who the hell makes up these stats. I don't see us dropping the ball that much. I don't put any stock in it. Our guys can catch and we don't say shit about it.
That's Bruce Arians in Green Bay. I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Welcome back. This portion of the program brought to you by Epoxy Flooring Done Right. All over the state of Wisconsin, Green Bay, to Racine, everywhere in between. And they warranty it for life. And they're looking for good people. So if you're looking for a job, Sean needs you, man. Go to EpoxyFlooringDoneRight.com. That is EpoxyFlooringDoneRight.com. Davante Adams talks about his tweet that he put up and then he took down.
Hamstring feels good. It feels even better than it was at that point when the tweet was put out. I mean, it's not too much to read into it to say I was frustrated. Obviously, I'm a competitor. I think everybody knows that. Everybody knows what I'm about and how I play football. And, you know, I don't necessarily, you know, I obviously understand what the club's interest and, you know, everything that goes with it. But, you know, being a competitor, like I said, me being who I am and how I'm wired, even if I'm not 100%, which I said, obviously, at that point, I felt great to play. But even if I'm not 100%, I mean, I've played few football games feeling 100%. So at the end of the day, a lot of that factored into the decision. And then the tweet was taken down because I decided to take it down. Nothing else went into that other than me deciding that, you know, that was the best thing to do. A little frustrated when it happened, obviously, but then decided to take it down just so there was no distractions on game day and my teammates can go out there and take care of business without hearing about, you know, too much extra stuff.
So he also talks about how he can add to an offense and a team that is 4-0.
Everybody knows, you know, how I approach the game. And, you know, I'm going to give 110% as far as, you know, my contributions, you know, to what we're doing out there. But I think more than anything, just the leadership aspect, I think everybody's been able to take care of their business, step up in the absence of me not being out there, obviously. We've been able to still put up some pretty big numbers and, you know, a lot of that is due to Aaron Rodgers and what he's able to do with, you know, basically anybody. But, you know, these guys put a lot of work in to be able to step up in those type of positions. So I've been commending them since last year when I got hurt and they all stepped up and did their thing. So that's basically just been continuing on this year. And really good mindset from that room. So even if I'm not out there, or if I am, you know, I have full confidence that we'll be able to get the job done.
Also, with the production from other guys like Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, Robert Tonyan in the pass game, does he think it's going to free him up?
Yeah, for sure. The more people that step up and the more people that demand that respect from the defense, obviously, it'll free up the anybody on the field. So it'll help me out, give me more opportunities, and make it a little tougher for defenses to just kind of clue in on what I'm doing and double or do whatever they're doing. Because at the end of the day, if they want to continue to do that, then that's fine. But Robert Tynan or Mercedes or Malik, whoever's out there, Quez, it'll just give them more opportunities to make plays.
Tonight, just like Mom makes, you can pull it right out of the freezers right there at Quick Trip. They make these great meals. They package them up. They put them on the trucks. They get there that day. You can grab them, take them home, pop them in. Heat and eat, baby. Heat and eat. That's the way to go. Check out our friends at Quick Trip. Use that Quick Rewards card. Quick Trip, they got you covered. Good stuff going on over there. We got a lot more to go. We really do. The biggest key to a Packers win, and do you have the trepidation that I do about this Packers game coming up this weekend? Let's get back into that when we come back. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.